This is KUT. There's a relatively new neighborhood in Northeast Austin. New homes, new businesses. Someday there may even be a school there. It's built on land that used to be Austin's airport, named after a city councilman from the 1920s. Those facts are clear. But as KUT's Kate McGee reports, what's not so clear is how you say the neighborhood's name.
It's not just what you say, it's how you say it that matters. For many Austinites, that adage is less about delivery and more about pronunciation.
Mueller.
The Miller development.
Mueller.
Homes and Miller.
The Mueller community.
At Miller in East Austin.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler and Austin ISD Superintendent Paul Cruz pronounce it Mueller, but reporters at KXAN and KLRU pronounce it Miller. Old and new Austinites usually fall one way or the other. Mueller or Miller? Why the confusion? Let's do a little history lesson. In 1926, a man named Robert Miller was elected to the city council. Miller's family came to Texas from Germany in the late 19th century. He pronounced his last name Miller, but it's spelt M-U-E-L-L-E-R. 6 months after his election, Robert Miller died. 3 years later, Austin opened its first municipal airport.
This is the new hangar at Robert Miller Municipal Airport. That is new in 1934.
That's from the old local TV show Progress Report Austin.
The name will still be the Robert Miller Airport.
That's right. It's the Robert Miller Municipal Airport.
And that's Colonel Vance Murphy in an interview with broadcaster Cactus Pryor in 1961. The airport was closed in 1999. Then they started building the neighborhood that's there today. So here's the controversy. The airport was named after a man who pronounced his name Miller. But when people refer to the redeveloped neighborhood, many pronounce it Mueller. A few weeks ago, I wrote a story about the proposed school in the redevelopment. I knew there were a couple ways you could pronounce the name, and the developer says both pronunciations, Mueller and Miller, are correct. But I decided to pronounce it Mueller. Everyone I interviewed pronounced it that way. But we got emails.
I'm listening to your story on the proposed school in the Miller development and cringe every time Miller is mispronounced by your reporters.
And we got phone calls.
So I just ran your story, and before you had even finished, the phone was ringing in the studio.
That's Jimmy Moss. He produces Morning Edition at KUT.
Pick up the phone. She is already talking as I put it up to my ear. Will someone tell her that it is Miller?
Jimmy grew up in Austin.
As a kid, I knew it as Mueller. I lived near Mueller Airport. But then around the time it closed, suddenly it became Miller. And so that was about the time that there was, in my recollection, that there were a change.
Jimmy says he's cool with both pronunciations, but he still says Mueller.
Whatever it is when you were 8 is what it will be the rest of your life for almost anything.
None of the people who called or emailed wanted to be interviewed for this story. As a reporter and a stubborn human being, I needed to know who is right. That's where Lars Henricks comes in. Lars studies language at UT Austin, and he's from Germany. His answer? Neither pronunciation is correct.
In German-speaking countries, the UE letter sequence is a transliteration of the U umlaut, the U with the two dots on top, and that's pronounced U. And that is a sound that English doesn't have. U is like saying E but rounding your lips. I will leave it to your listeners to practice that by themselves, but it does not exist in English.
So, Mueller. I invited a few more KUT reporters into the recording booth to try it.
Mueller.
Mueller. I took German for a year.
Mueller.
I think I got it.
Nailed it.
Obviously, some of us don't speak German. Henrik says Austin faces an ethical dilemma.
Does the person whose name it is, do they control how it is pronounced? I would say once a name becomes an eponym for a big part of town, that name also becomes public domain in a sense, especially when the original Robert Miller has been dead for, I believe, 89 years.
In the past, people were more likely to anglicize words and names. Henrik says people don't want to do that anymore.
Nowadays, we are so globalized and so much in contact with people speaking other languages that we have higher expectations of ourselves to make it sound a little more like the original.
And Mueller is no different.
So if you really want to make Mueller or Miller sound like the original, you got to start practicing the U sound, the Müller. It's actually the lax version of that vowel, the Müller.
But if you want to stick with Mueller or with Miller, that's fine. We'll forgive you for whatever pronunciation you choose. Kate McGee, KUT News.
You say either, I say either, you say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, and either, neither, let's call the whole thing off. Yes, you like potato, and I like potato, you like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, let's call.